It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast. Doing it 7 days a week for you as we cover all of the main talking points when it comes to real estate property every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. It is a Tuesday morning today, the 16th day, halfway through April already. And if you're a first-time buyer, you might have been listening well over a week ago now, we were talking to Asti about this report. And it's in the regions talking about where you could possibly find better value. So let's bring in PRD's chief economist, Asti Mariasmo, this morning. And a very good morning to you, Asti. You're ready, you're pumped, you're fired up for the second half of this report of yours.
Definitely. Love talking about the regional areas.
Yeah, well, let's move this time into Tamworth. Now, that is a city northeast of New South Wales known for, of course, the annual Tamworth Country Music Festival. You'd like your country music, wouldn't you?
I love country music. Blake Shelton is one of my favorite artists, and we all know that Beyonce have decided to put out a country song and a country album now, so I think country music is starting to really, really gain popularity.
Boy, that's a real crossover for her, isn't it?
Definitely is. You should see all of the different country line dancing that people have come up for her latest single.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Now, I didn't realize that Tamworth, it is the largest and the main retail center for the New England and Northwest Slopes region. So it is growing, isn't it?
It definitely is. And that's what I love about this report, is that it sheds light into all of these different amazing regional towns and regional areas that people don't think about. And the unemployment rate in Tamworth is 2.0%, which is pretty much half of Australia's average. So it is definitely a much growing and happening place.
I guess we should just sort of step over the rationale for anybody that missed it, the first half of this report, just in terms of why you do this report and some of the key barometers, the meters that you look at.
Definitely. So this particular report, it's not just about finding the cheapest places or the most affordable places, although it is definitely one of the main criterias. So we wanted to be able to put forward regional areas that is significantly lower in median house price compared to the capital city. We also look at the property price growth, you know, short term in the past 12 months and long term over the past 10 years. We look at how much does it differ in percentage to the capital city. We look at it from an investment perspective. So making sure that there's a high rental yield and a low vacancy rate. And then, of course, the project development that is planned for the area. So we want to make sure that there's a lot of commercial projects, infrastructure projects to keep the area growing, but also making sure that there's quite a few residential projects coming as well, so that there is that supply for people to buy.
Yeah, which is so important. So let's right now move to Ballarat. That is 1.5 hours drive west of Melbourne, with a population that is sitting at around 113,000 people. In fact, that was in 2021, so it might have gone up a little bit. So tell us about the affordability here, Asti. Ballarat for first home buyers.
So Ballarat, one of my favorite cities, actually. I still have my little piece of gold from Ballarat because it's known for the gold. Median house price 2023 was $570,000, which is about 37-38% less than Melbourne. So definitely you've got the affordability there. It does have quite a lot of stock coming in 2024 onwards, about 453 dwellings and townhouses and units. And that's quite rare in a regional area, which is one of the reasons why we did include it in this report.
Yes, that is also just so nice. You know, 1.5 hours drive to Melbourne, and so many people are moving, aren't they, from Melbourne to get into the property market into Ballarat.
Definitely. And, you know, I know that there's a direct bus as well for people who don't want to drive. I've actually done that bus trip as opposed to driving, and it's a really nice bus trip. So, yeah, it's definitely some of the places that we're seeing now is not just becoming, you know, in the back of people's mind. It's more front forward because of the high cost of living and higher interest rates.
Yeah, indeed. All right, we're talking to Asti Mardiasmo, the chief economist there at PRD. We've got a few more of these locations. We'll do that after this.
Every week, real estate transactions take place as the market shifts month by month. And every day, we keep you better informed and updated on the Real Estate Podcast.
And since we are talking about the regional areas, specifically for our first home buyers, here's some stats for you to digest this morning. There is this striking wealth disparity in Australia, with just 1% of taxpayers owning nearly a quarter of all property investments. And the Australian Taxation Office tells us that over 215,000 property investors, constituting 7% of total, hold a quarter of the nation's property investments. And while nearly half of property investors have only one investment, only 15% of Australia's taxpayers are property investors. And if you're wondering how the demographics go, the majority of these property-owning investors are over 50 years old, contrasting sharply with the data showing that over 60% of renters are under 35 years old. So there are some numbers to digest for you this morning.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
And it is a Real Estate Tuesday, having a look at some of these affordable regions. Thanks to Asti Mardiasmo this morning, we are stepping through them. And right now, let's take a look at the Greater Shepparton area, which is a rural region located approximately 2 hours north of Melbourne and in the central north of Victoria. And it is also referred to as the food bowl of Australia, Asti.
Well, it is definitely a great place for foodies. I know that there are so many like boutique sort of wineries and, you know, lunch options and those sort of like really great big long lunches kind of things happening in Greater Shepparton. So definitely if that's something that you are in for, like food, if you like it the way that I like it, then Shepparton might be an area for you.
So in terms of first home buyers, it did make the list of affordability. So what else can you tell us about Greater Shepparton?
So Shepparton median house price for 2023 was $475,000. And out of the three that we've nominated for Victoria, so that's between Ballarat, Shepparton and Wodonga, it is the most affordable in comparison to the others. So, and it is very comparable to Melbourne, about 47.7% less. So almost half price of Melbourne, which means that for anyone who can't afford the $909,000 tag price for Melbourne, Shepparton is a great alternative.
Now, you mentioned Wodonga. Never been, don't really know too much about Wodonga, but good morning if you are listening to us this morning. It is located in Victoria, bordering New South Wales and located on the southern side of the Murray River. It is around 320 k's away from Melbourne. What can you tell us about Wodonga for our first home buyers?
Well, Wodonga has a median house price of $567,000. Great first year in terms of price growth, 1 year price growth of 4.7%. But what you really want to look at is the 10-year price growth, which is 110.1%. That's the highest 10-year price growth compared to Ballarat and Shepparton. And it also has the lowest vacancy rate of 0.2%. which is really close to zero. That means that you, if you are a first-time investor, then the chances of your property being rented is very, very high and very quick.
And I guess from the point of view of a first home buyer, if they get their foot onto the ladder, it's probably worth sort of noting just how good the rent back is. Like, you know, you could go to an area where they just sit, rentals are not moving. And if you're getting, you know, into a property for the first time, and then you may want to mortgage against the equity that you've got in that first investment property and move somewhere else, it would be hopeless if that couldn't be rented out.
Exactly. And that's why we wanted to make sure that any regional areas that we recommend has a lower vacancy rate compared to Melbourne, and also a higher rental yield. So Wodonga, for example, the house rental yield is 4.6%, which is much higher than the Melbourne Metro house rental yield of 3.0%. So you're getting in at a much lower price, about 38% lower than Melbourne, but you are getting a much better rental return.
All right. So now I've talked about some of these areas that I have not heard of, but the next one I certainly have, Burnie in Tasmania. Now, this is a bustling port city in the northwest of Tasmania. It's got a population these days of over 20,000 people. In fact, I remember Burnie when you could almost count the people on one hand. Maybe that's not quite the case, but it was certainly a lot lower than 20,000 people. So tell us, first home buyers here, moving to Burnie, it looks pretty good, does it, Asti?
It does look pretty good, especially because the median house price for Burnie at $435,000 is about 41% lower than Hobart's median house price. So Hobart's median house price is sitting at about $740,000, whereas Burnie is at $435,000. So definitely much better from an affordability perspective. And if we look at the amount of projects that's going to keep that bustling, you know, growing economy that you talked about, there's about $1.6 billion planned for Burnie. And that is definitely not the norm in Tasmanian regional areas. So this will keep Burnie on the map and it will keep Burnie growing.
Yeah, which are sort of key things that first home buyers look for, because you don't want to be moving to a town, a smaller regional area that, yes, you can get the price very low, but the economy is very flat, if not going backwards.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why we don't just look at getting the cheapest sort of places towards this report and to give that to listeners and to buyers, investors, to people. We do make sure that there is a high level of investment coming to the area so that the area already has a great economy. It already has a strong economy, and we're just making sure that it will stay that way.
All right, so that kind of wraps up the second half of the report. Tamworth, Ballarat, the Greater Shepparton, Wodonga and Burnie. You have done a great job. Thanks for that, Asti. I'll let you get on with your Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
A lot of investors are still seeing really good returns on the Gold Coast. You know, we're talking sort of around the 5% mark, which I don't think is, you know, available across the country in all markets. But like I said, the, you know, high demand, low supply. And to be honest, I can't see any immediate plans for that supply issue to be fixed anytime soon.
What is happening on the southern Gold Coast? There's different taxes, tax implications, which are seeing some investors dilute their property portfolio.
There's certainly some change happening in Queensland, and we're fortunate enough, I suppose, to be on the border. We deal in the southern end of Queensland as well as northern New South Wales. So there's some different changes happening in both of those states, as you're probably aware. In northern New South Wales, actually, there's some really attractive options for first home buyers at the moment around stamp duty exemptions or discounts.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.